Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Today is the kind of day that makes it hard not to be in a good mood. The temperature is not too hot, so a comfortable seat in the shade with the light breeze blowing, sun bright, clear blue sky, and flowers blooming is the perfect time for a break from a hectic morning or day and have a tasty cup of coffee while you join me. One of my favorite reminder verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, be joyful always. Sometimes I just need a reminder. Whatever is going on, wherever you are, wherever I am, let's look for the joy. Let's do something that is fun, something that feeds our inner being and brings us joy. Discover what brings you joy and pursue it. It is God's will for you. The kind of joy and satisfaction I'm referring to comes from pursuing the talents, the gifts we each have been given. Sadly, I don't think many of us discover our gifts, or we decide we don't have one, or if we do recognize it, we don't think it is important. Or if you have discovered it, you don't have time for it, so you don't make time for it. In my opinion, we think of gifts and talents as something that has to be showy and looked upon with admiration. I bring this up because I have neglected some minor talents that, when I allow myself to risk it, bring me joy. The time I am in pursuit, I am lost to the stress or concerns of life. And when the session is over, I feel renewed. I have always loved to paint and draw since I was a child. I love the color of art. However, I have only a smidgen of talent, and a busy life has excused me from practicing. But I long to sit with brush in hand and color on the palette. I know people, as do you, who have found ways to value and enjoy their gifts or talents. For some, it becomes a fulfilling profession. For others, it is pursued and developed at home. I know a woman who works in business every day, but has a green thumb talent. The flowers beautifully laid out in her yard, with fairy gardens dispersed in hidden places, bring a moment of peace and joy for the passerby, as well as family and friends. The man I know that has been a maintenance professional for a large retail store chain for over 30 years. Co-workers call him from all over the Southeast to ask for advice on how to complete some repair task. He definitely has a talent for his work. At home, in his shop, though, he makes framed stained glass pieces and gifts them to folks or fundraisers. A talent for making and building and repairing, and a gift of generosity. And then there is my sister. She is 10 years younger, so I've watched her artistic talent grow and find a place in her life. A few days ago, I went over to her home for dinner. When I walked into her kitchen and dining area that day, I felt like I had jumped ahead in time because it was all beautifully decorated for fall. Porcelain pumpkins of all sizes and dried flowers and fall leaves full of color, pine cones, etc. I said to her, "You must have been visiting your private Target collection." This is an inside joke. Lee has a room in her basement filled with decorative items for every season and occasion. It is a collection that has grown over the last 30 years or so. She is a person very unlike me. She can wander through a sale aisle in a store and spot just the right place or piece for some 50% off item for Christmas of next year. I, on the other hand, see the same item and think, that's really nice and a good price, but what would I do with it? She can decorate a whole room in her head based on an item or a fabric. She visualizes instantly. It's a wonderful gift, which I often wish I had. Today, she is a professional decorator and very good at it. But for the first 25 years of her husband's medical practice, she ran the office and raised their girls. She never had the opportunity to explore her gift in college and lacked the confidence to pursue a career until much later in life. Finally, when she was about 50, she found she could pursue a 2-year degree in interior design, and soon a situation arose where she could work part-time and do professionally what she loved. She takes time with her clients, listens to their dreams, and helps them create a warm and welcoming room or home. She is the happiest I've ever seen her. Some folks know early on what they love and what they want to use their gifts for, but for others it takes time. I suggest to you enjoy your gifts, your talents. Don't let them wither on the vine from lack of use. They may turn into a new profession or a way to serve and bring joy to others, a way to open doors to new relationships that the Lord needs you to be a part of. And in the meantime, you will likely find they bring you peace and joy. After all, they are gifts from our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, gifts and talents are spoken of in many places in your word. They're important for the community of lives we share. They bring beauty, wisdom, love into our lives. Help us in this busy life to allow them to blossom and guide us in their use. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.